Welcome back to the Daily Taoist Podcast with Will Nemo. We are talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get back into spirit and alignment with the way. I will be your host on this journey of 81 verses. Today, I will be talking about the 34th verse, Living the Great Way. The Great Way is universal, and it can apply to the left or the right. All depends on it for life. Even so, it does not take possession of them. It accomplishes its purpose, but makes no claim for itself. It covers all creatures like the sky, but does not dominate them. All things return to it as to their home, but it does not lord it over them. And thus it may be called great. The sage imitates this conduct by not claiming greatness, and thus the sage achieves greatness. In this verse, Lao Tzu asks you to reevaluate your perception of greatness. Typical definitions tend to center around the amount of fame and fortune that an individual accumulates in his or her lifetime. As the previous verse emphasized, the power to dominate and control others can also be used as a benchmark for this quality. Commanders of huge armies and heads of state who attract worldwide attention are considered great. Yet men or women who are often thought of as having been instrumental in affecting the course of human events in a positive way, making the world a better place on either a global or local level. Greatness, then, is a claim made by or for individuals who stand out from the crowd. Verse 34 of the Tao Te Ching describes greatness as an entirely different matter. Such a quality in the Tao, which is so all-encompassing that every plant, creature, and human originates and lives because of it. Yet it does not seek to dominate anything or anyone. The Tao doesn't ask for recognition of any kind, for it has no interest in fame or being thanked for all that it provides. It is the indifference toward notoriety that makes true greatness. When you change the way you think about this quality, you'll see your world in an entirely new way. You'll no longer be gauging appearances and accumulations, and you won't notice how much power you or anyone else uses to exact dominance or control over others. Rather, your new way of thinking will allow you to look for the unfolding of the Tao in everyone you see. Perhaps for the very first time, you'll notice greatness in others, as well as yourself, in terms of the Tao that includes all. You'll be able to look at the sky and see its grandness, which demands absolutely nothing in return. As you change your encultured view of greatness, you'll begin to see a different world. You'll see the importance of everyone, including those individuals you've previously identified as difficult or unreasonable. You'll begin to see that the holiness that ferments the galaxies is working in you, in me, and in everyone. You'll begin to trust that greatness is everyone's heritage. The Tao is everywhere, therefore this quality will be visible in all things and people. Here is my suggestion by applying the 34th verse of the Tao Te Ching to your everyday life. Discontinue deciding what anyone else should or should not be doing. Avoid thoughts and activities that involve telling people who are perfectly capable of making their own choices what to do. In your family, remember that you do not own anyone. The poet Cahil Gibran reminds you, your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself, and they come through you, but not from you. And this is always true. In fact, disregard any inclination to dominate all of your relationships. Listen rather than expound. Pay attention to yourself when you are having judgmental opinions, and see where self-attention takes you. When you begin to replace an ownership mentality with one of allowing, you begin to see the true unfolding of the Tao in yourself and other people. From that moment on, you'll be free of frustration with those who don't behave according to your ego-dominated expectations. Discover a new definition of greatness. Offer a definition that does not use any standards of appearance or traditional external measures of success. Notice those who give little, boast little, who give much, boast little, nurture others and decline recognition or credit, and give them and put them in your greatness file. Encourage yourself to practice those same kinds of behaviors. Begin noticing how the Tao is always flowing in an all-providing, no boasting, non-demanding, non-possessing manner. Can you see how great that truly is? There are many people in your daily life doing just that. Seek them out and acknowledge them while quietly emulating what they do. Remember that a great sage never claims ownership of greatness. So when you change your definition, you'll see that quality cropping up everywhere, especially within yourself. Do the Tao now. Make a decision to spend a day seeking out several people who fit the model of this verse of the Tao Te Ching. Silently convey to them that you sense their greatness as the unfolding of the Tao, making notice of how your interactions with them differ when you're not making judgments based on their age, sex, title, conduct, manner of dress, height, weight, skin color, religious affiliation, or political beliefs. Well, this do be a short verse, but a powerful verse. This is something I've had to notice in myself over the past weeks, wanting to dominate rather than allow in my classroom. It's something that I personally am working on becoming better at. It really shouldn't matter to me if my students show up late, they don't come to class, if they're on their cell phones. The only thing that really bothers me is when they try to talk when I'm giving a lecture, and I'm working on coming up with situational awareness in that regard. But other than that, I'm just living my Tao-ness. I'm working towards becoming an Tao apprentice. I have very many, many steps to go in that regard. But the other thing I'm working on is sending people energy through thought. And you know, this situation that I'm in with my dad, he doesn't want to text or talk using a cell phone in the current 2023 standards. And I've decided to just let it be. I'm going to send him letters. But if he doesn't want to text me, I'm not having weekly phone calls with somebody. You know, we've kind of reached a bit of an impasse here. But I send him good energy, positive vibes. It is October, guys. It's the 1st of October. It's Libra season. My birthday is coming up. Good energy is flowing back into the universe. Libra energy is very strong energy, guys. It's very balanced energies. So work on getting your chakras in order, getting your houses in order. It's a good time to clean your house. It's a good time to do laundry. It's a good time to just basically clean house and get everything set up for the winter months, which is more of a hibernation mode where things can slow down and you're able to take stock of what you have and where you want your life to be by 2024. It's the last quarter of the year, so I wholly embrace the mentality of finishing strong. So crush it out there. If you'd like to get in touch with me, the best place is to reach out to me on my Twitter account at Will Nemo, or Will Nemo on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere you get your social medias, TikTok, All Trues Only. My content is out there. Feel free to engage with it, engage with me. Follow, like, share, subscribe, thumbs up. Really helps with the algorithm. as always, guys, in the Mandelbrot universe, I love each and every one of you. And my biggest takeaway is just allow rather than nominate. Namaste from Will Nemo. Cheers, guys.